times 14. Don't forget that we have communion service this evening. So anyway, I stop, continue from there in the evening. So if you have the Amplified Classic, or if you have the Amplified, I will really appreciate it. So do you have the Amplified? I didn't bring my Amplified. But if you don't have, and then okay, so you have it. Praise the Lord. So can you project it more bigger so that I want us to read it from verse 1 to 14. So can we read together? One to go.
Angel who talked with me came again and awoke me, like a man who became out of his sleep. Verse 2.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, let's take it. Verse 2, 1 to go. What do you see? I said, I see, behold, a lampstand all of gold with its bowl for oil, top of it, and a seventh lamp on it, with seven pipes to each of the seven lamps which were upon the top of it. Verse 3. One upon the right side of the bowl, the other on the left side of it, feeding it continuously with oil. Verse 4. Aloud. So I asked the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And verse 5. The angel who talked with me answered, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Verse 6. Then he said to me, this addition of the bowl of the candlestick, causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive tree. The word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, of whom the oil is a symbol, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 7. O great mountain of human obstacles, who with Joshua had led the return of the exiles from Babylon and was undertaking the rebuilding of the temple before him, you shall become a plain. Somebody shout hallelujah. A mere what? And he shall bring forth the finishing garb stone of the new temple with loud shouting of the people, crying what? Grace, grace to it. Verse 7. The word of the Lord came to me saying, can we read 9 aloud? 1 to go. The hands of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. Let me pause there. Lift up your hands. Any project you have started, you'll be alive to complete it. I said, any project you have started, you'll be alive to complete it. In the name of Jesus Christ. And then you will know, shall know, recognize, and understand that the hand of the host has sent me his messenger to you. Verse 10. It's past the day of small things, but this servant shall rejoice when they see the plumage of the hand of Zerubbabel. These 7 are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Verse 11. What are these 2 olive trees on the right side of the lampstand and on the left side of it? Verse 12. What are these 2 olive branches which are beside the 2 golden tubes or sprouts by which the golden oil is emptied out? Verse 13. And he answered me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Can we read 14 loud? 1 to go. These are the 2 sons of oil, Joshua, the high priest, and Zerubbabel, the 2 anointed ones who stand before the Lord of the whole head as his anointed Israel. Everybody stand up, lift, put your hand on your head, say, make my head never lack oil. Go ahead and pray that prayer. May my head never lack oil. Somebody, you are not praying this morning. It's a supernatural help service. You are not praying this morning. May my head never lack oil. Oh, you are not praying. You don't understand. It says, these are the 2 sons of oil. If your life lack oil, you will struggle in life. Lift up your voice and pray. May my head never lack oil. May I never lack oil. Oil of God over my life. Masakata yadabasunda yadabas. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please be seated. Permit me to give you an historical perspective of this text. You know, the creation of the world started from Adam. Cain, Abel died. Now came Seth. From Seth came Noah. From Noah, you have the children, Shem, Ham, and then you have Abraham, then to Isaac. From Isaac to Jacob, Esau, but from Jacob, you know, you got to the 12 children who actually went to Egypt, and they stayed there, and somehow they grew, became a nation, and they cried out to the Lord for the Lord to bring them out of Egypt. The Lord brought them out of Egypt through Moses. Though Moses did not take them to the promised land, the work was continued by Joshua. Joshua took them to the promised land, gave them their inheritance, and then after Joshua came the judges, and then somehow they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul. After Saul was David, after David was Solomon, and after Solomon was Rehoboam, and then the kingdom was divided during the time of Solomon. And then somehow they sinned against God. They went on exile, and while on exile, they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord brought them back. But between that space, Solomon built the temple. So when the Babylonians came actually to capture them, what they did was to burn down the temple and to destroy the walls of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So when they were in exile, one of the things they were thinking about was the temple or the rebuilding of the wall. And that's why when you read the Bible, sometimes they will say, how can we sing the Lord's songs in a what? In a strange land. Because to them, the temple of the Lord was still there and nothing has happened to it. It was in ruins. So, when it comes to the rebuilding of the world, two people actually received that anointing and the grace to do that, and that is Nehemiah and Ezra. So Nehemiah and Ezra, when the Ezra returned, they had the grace to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And you know the story. The walls for rebuilding of that world was actually done in 52 days. But the rebuilding of the temple was not as fast as rebuilding of the world. The rebuilding of the temple took more time. In fact, studies show that it took close to 46 years for it to be rebuilt. Because the work started, and somehow the work stopped. That's why when you read, give us that verse, Nehemiah, Zechariah 4. Give us the place that talks about the hand of the Lord, the hand of Zerubbabel. I think that should be verse 9. Am I right? Verse 9. So I just want to give you a context of this passage. So that's why the Bible says the hand of Zerubbabel that laid the foundation. What happened was that he started the work, and there was opposition. The work stopped. And somehow, God helped, and he completed the work. So the rebuilding of the temple was something that took so much time in rebuilding. And it's just that I could not get an exact picture of the temple of Solomon. But the truth is that rebuilding that temple was going to take a lot. Because, remember, Solomon gave the best of the best to rebuild that temple. And then it was destroyed, the gold and everything was taken. So came the Zerubbabel to rebuild something that to him it was impossible to do. It was just impossible to do. So the focus of Zerubbabel was the rebuilding of the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. Now, media, give us verse 1. Give us verse 1. So the first thing you see about exploits, look at the Bible says, and the angel who talked with me came again and awakened me like a man who is awakened out. Write this down. Exploit starts when you wake up. And when I mean waking up, does not mean waking up in the morning. If you choose to wake up when you are 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years, 60 years old, but the day you choose to wake up, that is when exploit starts. And let me tell you, whatever has been destroyed can be rebuilt. Say amen to that. Oh, your amen is now. Say amen to that. Whatever has been lost can be found. Say amen to that. Whatever has been lost can be restored back. Say amen to that. For restoration starts the day you do what? You wake up. Tap your neighbor, tell him, wake up. You know, I don't know whether the media has that. I sent something. I read a book once, and something was said about China. I think it was said by Napoleon, you know, and he said that China is a sleeping giant, and let him sleep. For if he wakes, he will shake the world. Okay, we have it. Can we read it together? One, to go. Or if he does what? He will do what? you will shake the world. I think it's happening now. Also, can I say to you, beloved, the way I'm looking at you, should I say you are a sleeping giant or a waking giant? For some of us, we are like a sleeping giant. So that's why I love that text when the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord awakened me like a man that is asleep. Now go to verse 2. I'm going to give you a context of this, and then before we go into the prayers and the application. Praise the Lord. Reverend Prince, it's good to see you. Can we appreciate Reverend Prince? God bless you, sir. Man of God, thanks for coming. Amen. And he said to me, what do you see? So number one, exploit starts the day you wake up. Number two, exploit starts the day you start seeing. After this service, will your eyes be open? He says, what do you see? Said, I see and behold, a lampstand of gold with its gold or oil on top of it, and its seven lamps on it, and there were seven pipes to each of these seven lamps which are upon the top of it. Let me explain this. Now, in the tabernacle that was built, you know, we have the outer court, we have the inner court, and we have the what? The Holy of Holies. Now, between the inner court and the Holy of Holies, there is place, something is placed there called the lampstand. And the lampstand actually has, Media, do you have that picture now? It actually has, let's say, seven, spots or so where the light is being brought out from. You know, as I was preparing this, I tried to get something like that. I could not see. In fact, I tried to even look for a lantern. I could not find it. I discovered that some of our children might not know what is lantern. Praise the Lord. You know, it was so difficult to get it. But you see, and you see this picture, if you can see, say amen. I think you can see. So this is exactly what you find in the temple, just that lampstand. And you can see that it has seven spaces where, you know, the light comes out from. So when this happened, you know, what God was saying, what Zerubbabel, the problem Zerubbabel had was that, I don't know whether Media can give me the book or give me Exodus 27. Exodus 27, verse 20 to 21. Exodus 27, verse 20 to 21. So, let me tell you how this thing works during the time of the tabernacle. During the time of the tabernacle, this is how it works. You shall command the Israelites to provide you with pure oil of crushed olives for the light. So, the understanding of this is that this lampstand you saw in the time of Moses, before the temple was destroyed, even before the temple was built, in the time of Moses, who normally brings the oil? Who brings the oil? From this passage, who brings the oil? Eh? The Israelites, not so. And where did they provide it from? From where? From a crushed where? Crushed olives for the light. And another thing about this lampstand is that when they get it, once you put it on, it must not do what? I'm not here. It must not do what? It must burn what? Leave that passage. It must do what? It must burn every night. Give us verse 21. Give us verse 21. And the Bible says, in the tent of meeting of God with his people, outside the veil, we set apart the testimony. Aaron and his son shall keep it burning from what? From evening to what? To morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute to be observed on behalf of Israelites throughout their generation. So this lampstand, even before the temple was built, the light must not do what? Must not go. It was work. I don't know about you. How many of you before you read with candle? Let me see your hand. Read with candle. Amen. You know you have some experience, not so? If not for God, before you woke up, what do you think will have happened to your book? Because as your eye was doing you like this, what were you doing to your eyes? And even though you try to do it like this, what happens? You say no. And thank God when we started having rechargeable lamp. So for Zerubbabel, when give us that verse now, Zechariah chapter 2, verse Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2. Because when we hear not by power, not by mind, it's good for us to have the context of where this thing is coming. So what Zechariah was expecting to see was just one lampstand, or maybe people around him trying to get oil for it to what? For it to burn. But that was not what he saw. What he saw was, give us the picture. What he saw, this is close to what he saw. What he saw was a lampstand with 7 points. And what he also saw was that above it was what? Was a bowl. And the bowl has oil on it. And there's a constant supply to this bowl of oil from two olive trees. And another thing also you notice that to each of these points you saw, you are seeing there, when you read very well, it means that the reservoir, which is that bowl, what happened was that there were a constant connection from that point to the bowl, and actually it has to do with 7 points. So it means that in the eyes, in the mentality of Zerubbabel, what he understood was that whenever the lamp is on, there must be somebody there to get oil, trying to work. But what he saw in his vision was that there was nobody there, but there was constant supply of oil. It didn't make sense. He said, no, it's not possible. Because my understanding is that if there's a lampstand, there should be at least the priest getting oil, staying there, stay day and night, to make sure that the oil is there. But what he saw was a lampstand with reservoir and also with oil coming from the source, which means that instead of a man waiting day and night, he was just without any sweat. So give us verse 3 now. Give us verse 3 of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3. So Zechariah 4, verse 3 now, what the Bible says in Zechariah 4, it says, there were two holy trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side of it. What did you see there? Feeding it what? Feeding it what? Can we say it aloud? Feeding it what? With what? With oil, which means that, look at me, which means that if Zerubbabel decides to go to sleep, it does not matter. There's water, there's oil. Stop your hand. Exploit without sweat, God will give to you. So in the time of Aaron, you have to be there to make sure that nothing. But when God wants to anoint you for exploits, you can be sleeping. And God is at work on your behalf. When God wants to anoint you, not only give you the oil you need, and in case the fire is finished, the source is still what? Lift up your hands, you will not run dry again. You will not run dry. You will not. So this lampstand, oil was supplied, there was a reservoir, and the thing was. So when you go to verse 4, give us verse 4 now quickly. Verse 4, quickly. Verse 4. So if you say so, and I ask the angel, who talk with me? What are these, my Lord? Because, my Lord, it does not make sense. No. According to our fathers, you know, it's supposed to be just one lampstand and people getting oil, begging people to bring oil. But what you are showing me is that there's no one there and there's constant supply. God, verse 5. Verse 5, media. Then the angel who talked with me answered, do you not know what these are? And I said, no. Now look at verse 6. This is what I love about Amplified. Can we read verse 6 together? Okay, let me read it, then I will explain. Then he said to me, the first thing the angel says, he says, this addition of the bowl of the candlestick, causing it to yield what? A ceaseless supply of oil. Write this down. Exploit is having ceaseless supply of oil. Exploit is having ceaseless supply of oil. Ceaseless supply of oil from the olive tree is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel saying, not by might. Not by might means, let's see how we can. Not by power means just you alone. It's not going to be by your power. What? Of whom the oil is a symbol. Says the Lord. there's a realm where you can have the ceaseless flow of the grace of God. I want you to know, beloved, there's a realm. So when we talk about exploit, we're talking about a ceaseless flow. Ceaseless flow of the anointing of the power. Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. Let me just give us some few tips on this. Anointing for exploit. You know, before I've said this before, that anointing is the empowering of the Spirit of God for supernatural accomplishment. It's the empowering of God for supernatural accomplishment. Another thing also you must know about exploit is that exploit is something that is notable, something that is memorable, something that is heroic act, or a brave or a daring act. And that is exploit. And we can actually have exploits in different areas of our life. For example, in our spiritual life, we can experience exploits in our spiritual life. We can experience exploits in our family. We can experience exploits in our career or business. We can experience exploits in our intellectual, area, in our health. And also we can have exploits in our finances. We can have exploits also in our social life. Praise the Lord. But what are the fundamentals of exploits? I want you to write this down. Number one is initiated by God. It is God that initiated. So the vision you saw, you discovered that it was not Zerubbabel that was trying to make it happen. Number two, it is built on relationship with God. So which means that this exploit came by relationship that Zechariah had with God, even though the vision had to do with Zerubbabel. And it is also for God's glory. It is for God's glory. It is to bless others. And it's also a God-sized project. Praise the Lord. Now, I've talked about the vision by Zechariah. But what is exploit? What is exploit? Number one, exploit means to turn dreams to reality. To turn dreams to what? To reality. So it's not enough to have good dreams. But the next thing is to do what? Is for them to become a reality. Number two, exploit means to see the invisible and to do what? To do the impossible. Number three, exploit is the act of calling those things which are not as though they were. Number four, exploit is the ability to start and to finish a particular project or work. Exploit is the act of not despising the days of small things. Exploit is the ability to increase in sevenfold and to live in constant. So as I was preparing this, I was saying, Lord, I don't just want to teach. I want people to experience exploits. How many of you want to experience exploits? Because I don't want you to go home with 7.8 points. I want you to go home with anointing for exploits. Say amen to that. If you believe that, say amen to that. So, media, give us Zechariah 4 verse 6 in different translations, and then we will take time to pray. Because it's a supernatural help service. So give us Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Start with King James or New King James or maybe NIV. Can we read this together? One to go. Then he answered and spake unto me, Pastor Oshie, saying, this is the word of the Lord. Can you put your name there? Saying, not by what? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Give us two more translations. NIV, can we read together? One to go. This is the word of the Lord, though, not by what? Not by what? But by my what? Give us one more translation. Can we read it together? One to go. So the question is, what is the meaning of by So when the Bible says, not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit, what God is saying is, look at me. Because it was a project that Zerubbabel was about to start. True of us. In fact, they started it, they stopped. But the Bible says, that hand that started it, we do what? We'll finish it. So Zerubbabel started that project. But when Zerubbabel started that project, there was still a lot of things to do. There was many opposition. And God looked at Zerubbabel through the vision he gave to her and said, let me assume that mommy is Zerubbabel. And what God was saying, I want you to get this so that you can pray very well. What God is saying that, mommy, that thing you want to do is not by power, it's not by mind, it's by my spirit. You know what by my spirit means? It means it will be by my ceaseless supply of resources to you. So whenever you hear by my spirit, it means by my supply. Because whatever you need to do exploits, you need supply. How many of you understand? Say amen to that. Life is tough when demand is more than supply. Life is sweet when supply is what? Oh, you are not fully. When supply is what? You see, when you draw a budget and the demand is more than what is coming, how do you feel sometimes? Eh? When your wife is by you and you are drawing a budget and your wife just passed by and say, can you add this thing? Can you add this thing? Husbands, be frank. What do you say sometimes? I think you don't even say anything. Just. Why? It's because demand is what? It's more than what? Look at me. The frustration in life is when demand is more than supply. And whenever there is more demand than supply, the Spirit of God is missing. And what is so painful about this is that whatever I'm talking about, there's a ceaseless supply. Not only ceaseless supply of it, there's a reservoir. And not only a reservoir, in case the reservoir goes down, there's a source. So I've not come to preach this morning. I've come to connect to what I call ceaseless supply. So that when I go to office tomorrow, somebody look at me and say, how are you going to pay for this? I said, not by my back and hands, by the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your hands, you will get there. Believe me, beloved, there's a realm. Give us, you see, one of the proof that you have gotten to that realm, give us 4 verse 6. Give us 4 verse 6. Give us 4. Go to verse 7 quickly. One of the proof that you are in that realm is this. Give us verse 7. Thank you. Verse 7. Give us verse 7 in NIV. Sorry, media, for troubling you today. Give us verse 6 in NIV. Yeah. Okay, verse 7. Give us verse 7. Maybe New King James. New King James. New King James. One of the proof that you have gotten to this realm is this. It says, where are you, O great mountain, before the river? You shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with a shaft of grace to it. One of the proofs that you have entered the realm of God, say the Lord, or by my spirit, is that whenever people ask you, how did you do it? You say, by the grace of God. When somebody asks, how did you get there? What will you say? The grace of God is what you cannot explain, but there's evidence. You can't explain it to, but there's what? So we just come and say, how did it happen? You say, exceeding grace. The grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Seen brethren in this church. I've seen brethren outside this church. When I look at their life, I say, this can only be by the grace of God. It's not by power. It's not by mind. But my what? By my spirit, says the Lord. This is now why you will understand this scripture. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Our own 419. You know our own Christian 419. What is our own Christian 419? And my God shall do what? Shall do what? Shall supply what? All my needs, according to what? You see, write this down. I want to give you one vocabulary about God you should know from today. Number one is that God is a supplier. Look at me. He can supply you anything you want. So when I say, God saith the Lord, the next time you come before somebody or you kneel down to pray and say, Lord, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord, what you are saying is, Lord, I know that what I'm asking for, there is a reservoir. Give me a ceaseless supply. Not for one day, not for one year. Give me a ceaseless supply. Lord, it's frustrating when you have something and it finishes before the end. Thank you, sir. You understand? You got something, you are so excited. Before you do the calculation, the demand is, Have you seen something? You are so excited when you see the demand. You are so, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have good news for you. You see, when I was talking about this issue of effort, my understanding was this year of effort, this month of effort, what we are going to do now is that we just go in our mind, we just do everything. And God was saying, no. Effort means that I will wake you up by 12 this midnight, and I will give you ceaseless flow of wisdom. That when you get back to work in the morning, people will say, how did you do it? He said, I got wisdom. Someone here, before tomorrow morning, God will give you a ceaseless supply of favor. Life is sweet when before one finishes, another comes. Life is frustrating when one finishes and you have to wait for another one. So I wrote here, I said the constant supply of the Holy Spirit, the oil in one's life, family, work, church, nature is the secret to experience. So if you see a man that is living a righteous life, a righteous life, can I tell you that it's not by power, it's not by mind, it's by what? By the Spirit. If you see a man or a family that God is helping, beloved, don't just say, they must be doing this, and yes, they might be doing it, but there is something more. The grace of God. How many of you want that this morning? Let me see. You want that this morning? Let me see. Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm excited this morning. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. New Heaven Baptist Church, it's time for us to open that flow again of ceaseless supply of oil, of the grace of God over our life, over His church, over His people. In the name of Jesus Christ.
He gave us that Philippians 4:19. Whether you can give us a message or a New Living Translation. Oh, I love this. This is Amplified. Maybe I need to go to Amplified now. Can we read Amplified together? One, two, go. And my God. Look at your neighbor. Say, my God.
Say, it's my God, though. My God. I tell someone, say, my God. We do what? We liberally supply. In brackets, what is that? Oh, what is that in brackets? Shout it again. What is that in bracket? Feel, auntie.
Your every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Give us one more. Oh my God. Give us one more. And this same God who takes care of me since I was born, since you were born, we supply all your needs. From where? His glorious riches, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Give us a message. You are in the Spirit. Can we be together? One to go.
You can be sure. Tell your neighbor, you can be what? Tell your neighbor, after today's service, you can be what? This month, you can be what? You can be sure that He will do what? He will take off everything you need. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that was from Jesus. Lift up your hands. May God's supply overcome your demand.
The temple that was built in the time of Moses was just one lampstand, just 7 points. The one God showed him was at 79 points. So which means that the light during the time of Moses was bright, but the time that was coming was going to be like in sevenfold. May God bless you in sevenfold.
May you experience it in the name of Jesus.
I want to beg you, be in church this evening. And when you come to church this evening, come with something you want pastor to anoint. Beloved, there are proofs of people that are operating under this place. You will not be left behind. Be in church this evening.
Let's take time to pray. Let's take time and say, Lord, open that supply over my life. I don't want to struggle anymore.
But let me tell you, two things that causes us not to experience expert. You see that in verse 7. Verse 7. The answer is whoever that's laid a foundation, we do what? We finish it. Let's go to verse. Maybe I'll share this in the evening, but let's go to verse. Go to verse 10. Give me an NIV. Praise the Lord. Give me an NIV. Who dares despise the day of small things? The reason many of us don't experience small things is that God gives us a taste and we despise it. Thankful people will always experience small things. So Jesus was in a crowd, 5,000 men. If they had the women and the children, they close to 20,000. What did they have? 5 loaves and what? Just 2 small things. What did he do? He said, what is this small thing? Did he despise the small thing? What did he do? He gave thanks to it. What happened to those 5 loaves? And what happened to it? It multiplied. So the reason most times you don't experience exploit is that we say, what is this small thing? Or sometimes we say, it's too small. My place, there's a meat they call, for you we know it, there's a meat they call tiko. You know tiko? How many of you know tiko? Like, usually, whether it's a camel meat or I don't even know up to now, but I know I ate tiko. Tiko is meat that my mom and grandmother used to give me. It looks small. It looks small. I think there's another name for it. They try, it's that kind of meat that you dry, that you don't even need freezer. Very dry. So they just give you a little of that. You think it's small. When you start chewing tico, you will chew and chew. Tico is not going. You'll be taking the garri, but tico is what? Tico is still there. I don't want to say may God give you tico, but may God give you. But may God give you something sweet that can never finish. Never finish. So, that's why I believe so strongly what the choir says. That God is able to do measurable more than all we can ask or imagine. If we understand that it's never by power, not by mind, but by my spirit. This morning, I want to pray for some people. Because in the evening, we are going to be praying for supply. I beg you, don't miss the evening service. This evening, God has assured me that it's going to be raining. Let me read that to you. Please, God gave me. There's going to be a supply of life. Say amen to that. There's going to be a supply of health. There's going to be a supply of jobs. There's going to be a supply of contracts. Because, let me say, time is up. Go to, give us the career. I want to say this in the people. Let me give you a tip. Give us the career chapter 4 quickly. The last verse. Give us verse 12. Give us verse 12. And I ask, what are these 2 olive branch trees beside the 2 gold pipes that pour out golden oil? Go to verse 13. He replied, do you not know what are these? No, my Lord, I said. Go to verse 14. So he said, these are the 2 who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth. Give us an amplified, because today I'm amplified. Give us amplified. He says, then he said, these are the 2 sons of oil. My brother's physical. God wants to build the tabernacle. In the time of Solomon, they had to bring people from
now they want to rebuild that temple again. They want to rebuild that temple again. And God is saying, I don't need thousands of people. What I need is just two persons. Let them just have oil. Let them just have oil. Look at me. You don't need any other person in your family to come and give them a carry oil. You are more than enough for your family. Just be a son or daughter of oil. You know, this one we are saying, oh, New Haven Baptist Church. Oh, in fact, I will never forget. Can we appreciate God again for helping us in mission work? Can we appreciate the Lord? Amen. Last year, God helped us, you know, in his churches. But do you know that if you carry oil, only you can do it. Only you can do it. Which means that instead of trusting God for the resources, God now makes you. That's why we think that some out of my bed shall flow what? So you don't go on, you don't go ahead and be looking for supply. God makes you now a supplier. Because the God who supplies makes the one he gives to become who? A supplier. Lift up your hands from today. May God make you a supplier. In fact, all business people, lift up your hands. If you have been buying things 111 as a retailer, may God make you a supplier. May God make you a supplier. Today, when you see, when you get back to work and you shake somebody and you say you are blessed, that person is blessed. Because you become a supplier. So what is lacking, I feel, is oil. And some of you here, you have lost the oil. You lost the oil maybe by sin. You lost the oil by not being grateful to God. You lost the oil in one way or the other. But you are saying, Lord, give me back that oil. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You live a life that when you look back and front, look at me. You see, sometimes we don't understand prayer. Prayer is, we do not pray because he must give us. He gives to us because he's a supplier. Look at me. Does God need favor? Does God need favor? Does God need healing? Lord, give me oil. Make me a son of oil. Make me a daughter of oil. I must not sweat before I get it. But if there is oil, if there is oil, but I fear I've lost it. Oh, I suppose lift up your hands. Give me all. I need to get that oil back. Give me all. I need to get it back. I need to get it back. I've lost something. I need to get it back. Give me money. Give me oil. Give me oil. Give me money. Give me oil. Give me oil. Sakata yada bakota yada bas. Masukata yada bakata yada bas santa yada. One more time, give me all in my life. Give me all. Give me all ye, give me all in my life. Give me all ye, give me all in my life. Give me all. Give me born into the grave. Take any posture and pray to God. lost that oil. I have lost it. I need it back. I need that oil back. Jesus, I need that oil back. That flow has been lost. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You better pray this morning. In the evening, we'll be praying for supply. But tonight, settle some issues with God today. What is that sin that has taken it away? What is that issue that has taken it away? I need that oil back. I need it back. I need it back. I need it back. I need it back. Jesus, I need that oil back, Father. I need that oil. Some of you have lost the oil of prayer. You have lost the oil of prayer. You need it back. Masakata, why are you still sleeping? 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 Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, oh, you slumber. And I had about New Heaven Baptist Church, wake up. New Heaven Baptist Church, wake up. Youth, wake up. Men, wake up. Youth, wake up. Women, wake up. And I had about. Give me all, give me all in my life. Keep me burning. Give me all in my life. I pray. Give me all in my life. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till that. One more time, give me all, give me all in my life, keep me burning. Give me all, give me all in my life, I pray. Give me all, give me all in my life, keep me burning. Keep me burning. You know you have lost that oil. Can you just stand? Let me pray for you. You know you have lost it. You know you lost something. It's like something that is not flowing again. You have entered into struggle. It's as if you are struggling. You are struggling. You are struggling. Even with people. Is it coming? Even with people, you are still struggling. You are still struggling. And God is saying it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit. And you've lost something, you've lost something. Maybe by sin, maybe by one thing or the other. Can you say, your mercy, though, God? Your mercy. Lift up your hands and ask for mercy. Lift up your hands and ask for mercy. Your mercy, oh God. Your mercy, oh God. Your mercy, oh God. Your mercy, oh God. I love the oil. I've lost the oil of prayer, the oil of worship. The oil of the world. I've lost something. And it has blocked that flow. Lord, your mercy, Jesus. Yes, that's the power of God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Just hold her. Yes, that's the power of God. Sandayadabas. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Your fire, oh God. Your oil over my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Everybody lift up your hands. Lord, we plead for mercy. Starting from me, oh Lord, and every one of us, we plead for mercy. Instead of becoming sons of the oil, we have lost it. Whatever sin that has caused us to lose this oil, we plead for mercy. Every secret sin, every unknown sin, every sin of omission or commission, over our lives, over our family, over your church, we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mercy. Please lift up your hands. Lord, give us that oil again. Let that oil come over our lives.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
Lift up your hands very high. And Lord, I pray that as we gather tonight, we pray that whatever we are lacking, you will supply. Tonight will be a night of supply. I say tonight will be a night of supply. And as our hands are lifted up, I pray from today, may your supply in our life be more than the demands in our lives. May the demands of this life never be more than your supply. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, be in church by 5. I'm not even going to half of what God puts in my heart. Some of us, we have not been attending communion service. But tonight, God wants to reveal himself to us as the supplier. We're going to be singing that song again tonight. God is able to do. Tonight, God will supply all you need. See, listen. There's no time. But if you have been in the business of supplying, you know that there's what we call warehouse. How many of you know warehouse? There are some warehouse that you will see a truck very big, but when it comes into the warehouse does what? God told me I should tell someone. He wants to open the warehouse of heaven. So if it's peace, he will give it to you. If it's joy, he will give it to you. So please be in church tonight by 5 as we partake of the communion. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. May your head never lack oil. In Jesus' name we have prayed.